all about him. If you will, you can turn in the book of Luke, chapter 1. Luke, chapter 1, in verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found of favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall he be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. We've just read the story of how the Lord Jesus came about, and we know that Mary, which was a virgin, she was dating a man, and his name was Joseph. She had never been alone with him. She has never had any kind of sexual relationship with him, and she probably hadn't even kissed him. But the thing about it was, she would conceive the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God the Father in heaven . The Lord Jesus Christ has no earthly father. He has an earthly mother. And he was highly favored that day. Highly favored. But here in Joshua chapter 24, and I'm going to try to tie all of this in with the birth. Joshua chapter 24, verse 13. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and city which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyard and olive yard, which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it be seen evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this whom ye shall serve, whether the God which your fathers served that were of the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, or whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Lord right here, each letter in it is capitalized. The reason it's capitalized is because of deity and because of who he is. But it says right here, choose this day. You know, that's what his birth was all about, was choosing. Either choosing him or choosing something else to worship. We know that Nebuchadnezzar, we know that he built idols. He built idols of gold. And they weren't just little idols that was this tall. No, they were tall. It was pure gold. They had all the leaders there in the high places, in the government system, even into the local town hall, the sheriffs. And the police officer, all of them was invited. And it went all the way from the state, from the city government, into the county, and then into the state level. And then it went all the way to the national level, whom they will serve. That's who they wanted to serve. They wanted to serve a God that started out low, a little G. Anytime you see the word little G, it's speaking of idols. It's speaking of in what the devil wants from us. But we have two masters. Just like we have an inward soul, an inward spirit, where God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost lives, and He's took up an abode within me. They live in my heart. They don't live in my mind. They live in my heart, because my heart overrules my mind. And that's where it needs to be. But think about the two masters. Right down the aisle, you can see. You look to your right, or you look to your left. We must keep our eyes straight ahead on the true master. The true master that wants the best out from us. He wants the best from us. He wants the very best that we have to offer. We just say, well, preacher, I don't have. I mean, I ain't got much I can offer him. He said he wants the very best that I can offer him. Somebody else may be able to offer him more than what I have. Or somebody else may have less than what I have to offer him. But he just wants what we have to offer him. He wants us to offer to him and say, Lord, here it is. Here it is, Lord. But I want to ask you this question. Between the two masters, we don't have but a few more days. We really don't have but a couple weeks. 2014 is going to end. 15. Donnie, 15. 15. 15. 15. I just wanted to see if y'all can. Right. That's right. See if you're listening. No, we're 2015. We don't have but a few more days to do what we can for this year. But let me ask you this. Which master did you serve the most in 2015? Which one was it? And don't get me wrong. I'm not no saint up here. I'm not an individual that says I do not do anything wrong. I do sin each and every day. I come short. But for me to come short, I know so also with the wages of sin is death. That's what's going to cost us. It's death. But I believe that each one of us can live a long and prosperous life
as long as we choose Jesus.
I don't have no idea how much time I got left on this earth. Nobody does.
One thing about it. We know who we can serve.
We know who we can put our trust in.
I can put my complete trust, I can put my life in His hands. And I have no problem with that. Because I know He's not going to let go. Matter of fact, I'll go further and say this. Back in August 11th, 1980, He took my life as I accepted Him. And He put me in His hands.
And God's Word said that no one, even the devil himself, cannot pluck me out of His hands. All the devil wants to. The devil's trying his very best to pluck me out of the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know how I can do that? With my mind. With everything that's went on for the last 2 weeks, or the last 3 months, as far as my health is concerned, He has tried everything. I mean, even the devil himself has told him. So as Donna says, you know, you just ain't going to have the strength to keep on going. You ain't going to have the strength to visit like you started out. Says you ain't going to have the strength to be able to walk up His steps anymore. You ain't going to have the ability to be able to drive.
So why don't you just tell the church tonight what's going on with your life, and you just, y'all need to be looking for somebody else. That's what the devil wants. And if I give in to the devil,
I've given in. What the doctors has confirmed. But I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in. I'm going on. And I'll stay here as long as you want me. I'm not going nowhere. If I go anywhere, it's going to be because of other people. Not going to be because of me. Because I'm going to still serve the Lord. It don't make no difference where I'm at. I'm going to still serve Him. Why? Because I realized one day, at His birth, He gave me a choice. When I really realized what His birth really meant, He gave me a choice. I could either choose Him, or I could choose the others of today. The others of the day, I'm not going to choose. I've already chosen the Lord. And I believe within my heart, my soul. And I know I've said it all year long. And last year. And I'm going to continue on saying it. I believe the Lord God Almighty with the Son of God and the Holy Spirit, that He has something special for Faith Baptist Church. That's the reason we should not ever miss a service. Because when we miss a service, that's when something special is going to happen. That's when something special is going to happen.
What we need to do more and more for the Lord. We need to choose Him. We need to serve Him. Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. One man's sin entered into the world. Have to go back to the book of Genesis. And Adam and Eve. That's where the sin started. The first Adam. But now we have the second Adam, the true one, the Messiah, the Savior. He loves us in spite of ourselves. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Where the death comes in at is to the non-believer. That's where death is at. It's for the non-believer. But life comes to the Christian. Eternal life. So, if something happens to me before the Lord returns, and if I have my casket right there, and y'all come up here and you view this body, just remember, it's no life there. It's nothing there. It's gone on. But I'm not aiming to go nowhere. I'm not aiming to leave yet. Why? Because I believe I got one more brother to reach. Got one more brother to reach. And I heard one of my brothers say this past week. He goes to church. He's in church. He goes to church. And I mean, he's there. But he said something to my wife. She was telling him about what the doctor had said, that he said, "Well, you just tell Donnie I'm praying for." Nobody knows how much it meant to me to hear that come from one of my brothers. The other one didn't say anything like that, but he's concerned, rightfully so, but hey, I just want to get my family in. And people are the people that are not worried and not concerned about the family and getting them into the house of the Lord to where they can hear the preaching of God's word, and then where the Holy Spirit can draw them to the Lord Jesus Christ, something is wrong. You cannot be concerned about other people. And you cannot be concerned about your friends. You cannot be concerned about your co-workers. You cannot be concerned about none of them until you first get concerned about your family. And I love my family. In the past, some of the things that they did, I couldn't go along with. They knew it. But we need to be consistent at what we do for the Lord. What I'm going to say next now, I want you to listen carefully to what I say.
You need to make coming to church your number one concern. And if you will have that on your heart and your soul, and coming to church, that's the number one thing that's on your mind and in your heart, then the next thing you'll have your family on your heart and on your mind. I thank God for this, for each and every one of you that come. I thank you. You didn't have to come today. You didn't have to come. You didn't even have to come because the Lord saved you. You didn't have to come. But I believe that a majority of the hearts that are here is that you're here, and you're here for one reason. It's because the love that you have for the Lord and the love that you have for the church. How do we expect Faith Baptist Church to ever grow if we don't have the love for it? I love Faith Baptist Church with all my heart and with all my soul. Golly. I'll do this thing. I'll just get the whole thing. But it was all right. That's a devil. Exactly who it was. I can tell you that's exactly who it was. It was a devil. Devil's got his own ways sometimes.
But we, the whole lot of time, we don't recognize it. But I just cut him off at the head. And I know that this is not no end of the year message. This is not thinking about next year, nothing. But I am going to ask you, what are you going to do from now to the end of 2015? Are you going to serve God? Are you? I don't want nobody to say they're going to serve God the rest of this year and not mean it. Because, see, you're not just answering your own self. And you just may not be telling the people around you or telling even me. See, you're making a promise to God. See, God has never broken a promise. God has never failed any of us. That's not a promise. It's in this Bible right here that he's ever went back on. He's kept his promise. He's kept his promise. How many times have we went back on our promise to him? Do you think in 2015, and I'm going to ask myself this question first, do I think myself in 2015 that I deserved any of the promises that he promised me in his Bible? No, you may tell you the reason why. Because sometimes doubt has come upon me. Doubt has come upon me. And you know, and you say, well, you've done all you can. You've done all you can for the church. You've done all you can for the Lord. So, Donnie, now I want you to just go and rest. You just go home and you just rest. You don't have to worry about preparing for a message. You don't have to worry about studying anymore. You don't have to worry about reading God's Word. You just need to rest. Because your body needs it. See, when God saved my soul, he gave me two things. He gave me, first of all, life. He pardoned my life. That the rest of my life will be dedicated to him. And not only that, he gave me a desire in my heart. And I'm talking about a desire. That's what we all need. is a desire in our heart to do what we can for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, some people would not even think about even darkening these doors, coming in and sitting down. Why? Because they know what goes on here in the church. They know what we preach. They don't want to hear that. And it's sad that we done lost the young people today. I thank the Lord for what few young people we have coming. I do. But majority of the young people today, they have missed out. How many of you can go back? Now, I just got saved in 1980. I know some of you got saved earlier than that. And y'all have heard some great preachers in the past. Well, since I've got saved, I've heard some great preachers too. Yes, some of them's been on the radio. Some I've heard in person. Why did I go? I just want to learn. I just want to get a little closer to God. I want to get a little closer to Him. Don't you want to get a little closer to your family? You want to get a little closer to your friends, your coworkers? Then live it. Around them. Then you don't have to tell them if you go to church. They're going to automatically know in whom you serve. Who do you serve? Who do you serve? And we need to serve Him first of all. Will each one of you really come this morning? I know we've been to the altar already, but I feel like there's somebody that is here that needs to come. I don't know for what occasion or what the problem may be or what's on your heart. But I just feel like there's someone that needs to come to the altar. Please, please don't allow Satan to be the winner. Allow Jesus Christ to be the winner. Right now, a whole lot of time. Jesus is being put down on the totem pole and weighed down, and he's being stomped upon. He's been walked on. He's been stomped upon. And the people are lifting up Satan, and he's high. Hey, he's nowhere else but right around us. He wants to attack us. I'm gonna tell you something that maybe you don't.
Christ. He died for you and me. He had a deep fight. In case you know you don't know. Satan, the devil, this way is up here, and we done lifted him all the way up. He don't love me. He don't love you. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy my life. And he can do it with our mind. He don't care nothing about me. The only one who cares about me is the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, which lives within my heart. And I'm going to try my very best from this day forward with his help to show my love toward him and towards other people. Because it's going to depend on me how other people look toward God. Everyone stand, all head bowed, eyes closed. Brother Bill comes, gets a song. Father, I pray this morning, Lord Jesus, the Father, that you may, where you've touched hearts this morning. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that they will just make the first step. Make the first step is just coming out of the aisle. And Father, and I know that you have someone there, the willing to take hold of their hand and leading them down to this altar. And Father, help us, Lord Jesus, to all be mindful that you are the only one we need to serve. And Lord, we thank you for this message. We thank you, Father, for some things that you've brought to my attention. And Father, we do love you. In Jesus' name, amen.